The Russian government appears to be worried on some level over a mass anti-government rally planned in Moscow for today. People want to express their outrage directly at President Vladimir Putin for the first time since his latest inauguration. Putin, however, may be trying to preempt this rally with some intimidating moves of his own. Joining us now is Ellen Barry, Moscow bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome back to the program, Ellen.
I'm glad to be here.
So what do we think Putin has done here to try to preempt or at least intimidate people who will be gathering for this rally?
Well, yesterday was actually a holiday in Russia, and starting at about 7 a.m., there were 10 simultaneous coordinated searches of apartments of a handful of the sort of most forward-leaning leaders of this opposition movement. There were searches of in-laws' houses. There were searches of parents' houses as well. And they went on for much of yesterday. Maybe the key element of these searches is that all of them were called for interrogations today at 11 a.m., which was 1 hour before the march was supposed to stop, which effectively prevented them from attending.
And, of course, the people of Russia, they understand how the game is played here. I mean, nobody's fooling anyone here, right, Ellen?
That's true. However, I would say that warnings about radicalism and warnings about revolution, which has been a sort of a mantra for the last few weeks in Russian political discourse, they do strike a chord for Russians generally. So that argument does work on some level.
Is part of the issue that Russians look at places like Syria where, you know, rallies that get out of control just, you know, slide into a sense of chaos. And, of course, there's the Chechenian example that is right nearby in the Russian neighborhood itself.
Yeah, I think perhaps even more than the Middle East, the images from the Middle East are just fears that come from the 1990s and from the collapse of the communist system. And, you know, the fear that whatever comfort or stability they've managed to achieve in the last 10 years could somehow disappear. Now, you know, for people living in Moscow, especially those who are taking part in these protests, that danger really doesn't seem imminent and it doesn't seem realistic. But there's a huge heartland out there that may see it differently.
And what are the aspirations for the people who will gather for this rally? What are their demands specifically? Do we know?
There is a specific list of demands. In December, there, you know, right after the parliamentary elections, there were some more specific demands. But it's interesting. The last time I was out there in May, I remember a number of people saying to me that their goal was simply for the Kremlin to be aware of their existence. In other words, aware that there is a significant part of the population that wants a voice in governing Russia.
Oddly, if that is their mission, then they seem to have at least accomplished that.
Yeah, I think the anxiety has really shot up over the last couple months. In December, there was almost sort of an enchanted coexistence between the opposition and the authorities. The police were quite neutral, or even in some cases friendly.
And we'll see.
That mood has kind of curdled recently.
Will the enchantment end? The question posed there by Ellen Barry, Moscow bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Ellen.